A lot of people didn't believe in Tyler Kennedy. They doubted his career at every turn, like this guy.
Tyler, I was thinking about your Penguins career. Has it all been downhill since the Game 4 tic-tac-toe goal you scored against the Red Wings in the 09 Cup Final?
Explain that. What do you mean downhill?
But we believe in him, and he proved it.
Here's Kennedy closing in. His shot. He scores! Tyler Kennedy finishes the play.
We love having him on every week. It's time for Uphill Hockey Talk with Tyler Kennedy.
Tyler, I'm hoping you like that. We're hoping you like that. We're going to overcome Crowley yet with this thing. How did that hit you?
Wow, I loved it. It was a little long, but I liked it. It was like, you know, when they introduce you and you're like, have all these trophies and stuff, but that's good. I like it. It was good. It built up my confidence a little bit. So I liked it.
Ron, your take?
It was excellent.
Larry Richard, of all people, as a guest star?
I know, and we do love having Tyler on the show.
We do, man. We truly do. Glad to have you back again this week. And here we are with the Penguins in a very precarious situation, Tyler. Are they a playoff team in your mind right now when they're healthy or not? Do they need to add to this club?
I think the next five games are going to be so vital in seeing what direction the team's going to go in. You know, I think if they don't win and, you know, and start trending in the right direction by stacking some wins up, they might be sellers at the deadline.
Wow, that's been a long time since that's happened around here. Tonight's game is fascinating to me. Colorado, the defending champs, yet they're in eighth place too. Now, I know they've had injuries. Landeskog hasn't played all year. This is a nice test for them to get started in the second half, isn't it?
Yes, especially both teams being rested. I think it's going to be a great game. You've seen the games last night. They're already starting to play playoff hockey, you know, so I'm excited to see the game. I'm excited to see the Penguins fresh and seeing what they can do against a really good team at home.
Wait a second. Let's go back to your first answer here. Do you think ownership has the stomach to be sellers already? And when you say sellers, they've got, obviously, Sid's never gone anywhere, but Malkin and Letang have total control over their movement. But other than that, could you see them trading a Gensel, a Rust, a Raquel, a Pettersson, any Dumoulin, any one of those guys or multiple guys? Is that what you mean?
Well, I definitely don't think you're going to see the top three move with Letang and those guys. You're right there. I think Gensel's too valuable to the team. I think Brian Rust is a very good player. I think Raquel, I think he might be movable. You know, I think Dumo might be movable. But again, I think it all depends on how they do these next couple games before the deadline. Again, if they don't make playoffs, that's not going to be good for, you know, Pittsburgh hockey in general. But they definitely need to pick up their slack and figure it out quick and be more consistent.
Tyler, I'm a big Jari fan, but his history of injuries is starting to become a little bit troubling here. I think he's one of the top 10 goaltenders in the league. How do you rate him, and how much do you worry about he keeps getting hurt?
I think he's a phenomenal goalie, too. I think he's an elite goalie in the league. But, yes, I do worry about his injury history. I think, you know, last year, you know, a little bit of a fluke, you know, but this year, again, he's been up and down with injuries. And, you know, being a guy that used to be prone to injuries, it's tough when you get out that long and come back to try to find your stride. But do I think he's an elite goalie? For sure. And do I think they need him to be there all the time? Yes. They need that guy back there because they just win so many more games with him in the net.
Man, and we're talking to Tyler Kennedy here on Uphill Hockey Talk with Tyler Kennedy. This is spectacular. A new intro to the segment featuring Larry Richard. We might have to replay that later, Folsy. You really outdid yourself with that.
Appreciate it.
So let's talk about the third line. When you played, you guys had a real identity. I mean, you had a great player centering your third line. Like I think one of the better players in the league. and then really good wingers who knew their roles in you and Matt Cook. And I don't think the Penguins win cups without lines like that. Later, we saw the HBK line. This is so far from that. It's not even in the same universe. What do they do to get an actual productive, personality-driven third line? I mean, this is bad right now, Tyler.
It's not going to be easy because those guys have more value than ever. Those third and fourth lines to find a role and to be a role guy. And when you go into playoffs, they always say the first two lines cancel each other. The top players always cancel each other out. Mm. The third and fourth lines are the ones that win you championships. And you can see, again, with the HBK line, with me and Stalzi's line. So I think there's definitely some pressure on that third line. And I know Jeff Carter's going back to center on that third line. And I think that week off for him, I think should definitely benefit him, you know. But how long is that going to last? You know, how long is a fresh Jeff Carter going to last? And again, I think he's a great player. I think he can play when he's on. It's just maybe by the end of, maybe they're playing him too much. Maybe they have to play him less. But the problem is all the guys that I played with that got older, the longer they sit on the bench, the harder it is to get them moving again. Mm. You know what I mean? Again, yeah. It's like when you're older, when you're young, you can get up and run. When you're older, you got to stretch a little bit before you go. And even myself, when I played, it was, you know, the more I played, the better I felt during a game. When I was young, when I sat for 5 minutes, I jumped out there. I could still do it. By the end of my career, when I sat for 5 minutes, these legs, they weren't moving, you know, and it's hard to do that. And that's why you see some guys on the bench, you know, jumping up and down, trying to get their legs, standing up on the bench, because you sit there for long enough, your legs start to seize up, and it gets harder and harder as you get older.
Ron, that's like you and I in the studio.
I can't get up
if
anymore.
Either one of us sits for a long time, we can't even walk after that.
Body aches. Getting out of bed in the morning is a struggle. Hey, Tyler, what do you do with Kapanen? You know, they gave him all that money after last year, and I know a lot of people questioned it then, and even more are questioning it now. You just got to keep throwing him out there and hope he can find something?
Yeah, I'm trying to think of how to motivate him consistently, because I've said this before, I think he's such a good player when he's moving his feet and creating stuff down the wall by using his speed, you know. But again, consistency.
Why should you have to, honestly? I mean, why should you or Sully have to find a way to motivate a guy? He should be what we're talking about, which is a personality, a distinct element on the third line.
I still, like, there's different ways to motivate a guy. Sometimes motivating a guy is sitting him longer than he should, or when they do want to put him in, sit him an extra game and send a message. My motivation was always just being out of the lineup, because the last thing you want, it's embarrassing to be out of the lineup. You know, it takes a little bit of your pride, because you're like, oh, I'm not good enough to be in the lineup. Or, you know, walking, you know, in practice, you have a different colored jersey. It sucks being out of the lineup, especially making that much money. So some of those things he can, you know, but I feel like Sully's tried everything. And I think they're running out of options. Again, do you buy a guy out like that? I don't know. He's going to cost you to do that, you know. So he's definitely something that probably keeps Hextall up at night, but, you know, he definitely is a valuable player when he's on.
Well, that's funny. Sullivan has tried everything with him, Tyler. He sat him. He's called him in for countless one-on-ones. And you just wonder, you know, I never see the guy go to the net ever. I mean, very rarely. And everybody says, well, he's got great speed, great talent, but how come we never see it?
You don't know. Again, like when you do see his speed, he might be the top three on the team for the fastest skater on that team. But like, again, the players that get a lot of points and are effective, they use their speed to get to the inside. And like you said, he never drives into the net. He never goes through somewhere. He never blows someone up trying to get to the front of the net. Like if he had a little bit of a Hornquist in him, where he goes to those dirty areas using his speed, Kapanen, I think, is easily capable of putting up 25 goals easily with the speed he has. If he had a little bit more sandpaper in his game, a little bit more of going to those hard areas. And when you think of guys that, you know, aren't the toughest players, but go and score those dirty goals, you think of Sid, Gensel. You know, when you look at Gensel's goals, he gets crushed in front of the net, but he still goes there because he knows that's where he scores goals. And again, I don't know how you relay the message from seeing those guys to him, but that's the whole problem, right? He hasn't figured that out in this game.
Yeah, man, that's a big, big deal for them. We appreciate the time, Tyler. I'm glad you like the new intro. We'll keep it, and we'll be talking to you every week. We're getting closer to the deadline.
I'm going to make my own intro, I think. I'm going to record myself, and I'm going to, Tyler, can I Stanley Cup champ or 500 games? No, I'm just kidding, guys.
No, we'll add that in for sure. We'll add your voice to it.
If we keep adding to it, it'll be the whole segment itself.
Exactly.
Yeah, hey, you got to be your own biggest fan. That's what everyone used to say.
Absolutely.
The funniest thing guys used to do when they came back to the dressing room with guys would pump up their own tires. They'd be like, you know, speaking to themselves, hey, great game, TK. I loved how you move your feet. And they'd be talking about themselves. You know, I thought it was
I like that.
Awesome.
Thanks, so, man.
See you, man. Have a good week.
Thanks, guys. See ya.
Tyler Kennedy. That was really interesting at the end with both Kapanen, who's allergic to the blue paint, and Jeff Carter, who's at his lowest ice time since his rookie year.
I mean, both of those signings look horrible by Ron Hextall.
No doubt.
Both look horrible.
Horrible. But Tyler's point about maybe you actually play Carter a little more as an older guy.
Older guy.
Not
it's hard
less.
To get him going when they sit.
And you can also see with Carter, I'm just looking at his shooting percentage, which I normally wouldn't look at, except that for his entire career, it was double figures. And now these last 5 years, it's in single digits. I mean, that's a pretty obvious indicator that his hands are going too, is it
and
not?
You just wonder how much he has left.
Yeah,
and they gave
of
him
course.
What, 3 years.
He's
a
still
year
signed
so
for
ago?
Another year, Ron.
I know he is. That's what I mean. The contract looks horrible.
He's 38. He looks like he's done, honestly. But, you know, I'm not sure there are easy answers with that third line. But as we talked to Tyler, I can't help but think they didn't have good lines. They had the best third lines in hockey, at least two of the years they won the Cup.
Yeah, Staal was just a wonderful center of that line.
With him and Cook?
Yep. And all had different styles, all had their roles.
He's right
and
about
you know,
that,
and
too.
And I've heard him talk before, you know, you didn't have to score goals, just the tone they set,
yes.
The energy they brought.
Right.
Keep the other team in their end.
And if you ranked biggest goals in the final against the Red Wings that year, that third line would probably be in on three of your top five.
Yep.
Two of your top five anyway. And this third line is a disaster. Let's be honest about that. Fourth line, not much better. He's right, too. Your top two lines often cancel out. Your stars cancel out of series. What are your bottom guys doing to help you win?
Joe, I know we're going to break here. Did you happen to see Trouba last night?
No, let's talk about
that.
Oh,
my God, he had two monster hits again.
Let's talk about that coming up here. Him and then a little Pirates kerfluffle. Is it fluffle, Falsey? You've never answered it.
You love using that word, but we don't know how to say it.
Let's talk about that with their own players, by the way. At least one in particular I found very interesting. In the meantime, can we play on the way out the Tyler Kennedy intro? I can't get enough of this. A guest appearance by Larry Richard. An unwitting and probably unwanted guest appearance by Adam Crowley. This is Increnculent. Let's leave with this.
A lot of people didn't believe in Tyler Kennedy. They doubted his career at every turn, like this guy.
Tyler, I was thinking about your Penguins career. Has it all been downhill since the Game 4 tic-tac-toe goal you scored against the Red Wings in the 09 Cup Final?
Explain that. What do you mean downhill?
But we believe in him, and he proved it.
Here's Kennedy closing in. His shot. He scores! Tyler Kennedy finishes the play.
We love having him on every week. It's time for Uphill Hockey Talk with Tyler Kennedy.
Oh, just spectacular, Folsey. You're going to win. What do we win here? Marconis and an Emmy.
Yeah.
And an Oscar. And I heard the term EGOT for the first time. I watched the movie Tar the other night with Cate Blanchett. Unbelievable movie. And she was a fictitious symphony conductor. And they said she was a rare EGOT, which means you win an Emmy, a Grammy, an Oscar, and a Tony.
There you go.
You're an EGOT plus a Marconi. You're a MEGOT. This is unbelievable, Fozzie.
Bernie got him.
We're going to call you MEGOT from now on.